This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
8:45, quarter till 9, Councilmember J.P. Morrell joins us now. Good morning, J.P. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing?
Well, you know, same as you, talking about what's been going on all week. Let me start here, J.P. What have you learned since it happened on Friday and you were notified about the escape? What has come to your attention? What has shocked you? What has surprised you, et cetera?
Well, I think the ongoing issue that we have as a council is, let's be clear, even since, so first off, when the escape happened, like the rest of New Orleans, we were given no prior notification. I found out about the escape via WDSU, and it was confirmed via a conversation that I got from the police chief of New Orleans. We, to date, have had no communication with the sheriff's office regarding the escape, the aftermath, or really any of the ongoing issues. Other than the public interaction we had with the sheriff's office at the hearing on Tuesday, to date, I've still had no interaction with the sheriff's office. So we're kind of finding out in real time, as the public does, whether it be from updates from the governor or the attorney general or other avenues, that's how we're finding our information. So we don't have much more information regarding what's going on at the sheriff's office than the public does. I have been in contact with law enforcement regarding the various instances in which inmates have been apprehended. Mm-hmm. I am aware somewhat of some of the moves that are happening to apprehend other inmates, but it's just been disappointing because, as you've seen reported, there has been a lack of transparency at the sheriff's office for a very long time, and unfortunately, that lack of transparency is partially what led to, you know, all these different issues coming to light in this very explosive way in this huge jailbreak from the jail itself.
You did have a little bit of interaction with the sheriff. I saw it on TV during the hearing, and that brings me to my next question, which is, a lot of people tried to make a political point here or there, one way or the other. But to me, the one thing I can't get past is that, and you can talk about, with all due respect to the attorney general, overcrowding and a district attorney or this or the governor that, but one thing that I just can't get past is that they were on camera, that this was more like a construction project than it was a movie with somebody digging through rotted concrete or sand or whatever with a spoon, that there was a lot going on here that a lot of people had to ignore. And this could have easily been prevented and wasn't. So you can start looking at all the other problems. And JP, the example I gave, I don't know if you listen or not, but was, okay, after the plane goes down, you can go back and you can find out that the seatbelt light wasn't working or that this thruster didn't work like it was supposed to. But the bottom line is the crash could have been prevented. And to me, ultimately, it comes down to this could have easily been prevented. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, the interaction you're talking about is how there's this focus on the jail locks being able to be tampered with. And there's been a lot of conversation on that. But if you look at the video, this wasn't they stuffed some paper in there and it slid easily open. Mm-hmm. It is these guys banging and yanking on these massive doors until eventually over time they give way. It's them pulling essentially a fixture off a wall and breaking through a wall to escape. Part of what former Sheriff Guzman has said, which I agree with, is regardless of the fact, they said this all happened because some person walked away for a moment for lunch. If you look at the timing of how long it took to orchestrate this escape, it wasn't 5 minutes, it wasn't 10 minutes, it was a significant period of time. And the fact that there was no policy, and they've yet to actually even publicly say, what is the status of the individuals who were supposed to walk these tiers? Because remember, these people were not accounted for about 7 to 8 hours, from 12:31 at night to 8:30, 8:44 when they say the headcount didn't match. Even with a shortage of officers, a shortage of sheriffs, no one can explain how there was no one physically walking the tiers. Hell, on a 1 hour, 2 hour, could have been a 4 hour interval, Tommy, and they would have caught this 4 hours, 5 hours earlier than when they discovered it at shift change.
Well, let me take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And we'll pick it up when we come back, because I want to build on that, even to the point of, you know, what I find extremely troublesome is that at first they thought it was 11, and then they found out from an inmate's family that the 11th guy was still there, which makes me wonder, do you really know where people are? Because I don't know about you. I know you went to Jesuit, didn't you, JP? They didn't let you just get up and wander around the hallway during class, did they?
I did not go to Jesuit.
Oh,
I don't want any Jesuit people calling in.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Country Day. You just wanted me to say that on the air.
No, honestly, I don't. I get confused because all of you guys, you know, you big uppity ups go to Jesuit. But the point is, even at Country Day, you were not allowed to wander around from room to room unchecked, were you, during class? No. So you would think when it comes to violence.
I don't think kids in elementary, everybody in school needs a hall pass.
Yeah, the fact
that these guys were wandering around in a pack of 10 people and no one noticed, That speaks to some other problems.
And the other thing I want to ask you when we come back about significant amount of time that it took for the escape, was all of that captured on video? Because we've seen snippets of video, but I just wonder if this took X amount of hours. Are there X amount of hours of video that captured this? And if there are, why did nobody see the X amount of hours of video? J.P. Morrell, our guest, New Orleans City Council member. More when we come back. 8:51 traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, quick sports note. Jake Haner, numerous outlets reporting, has a strained oblique that's going to keep him out of the rest of OTAs. And now the focus turns to, I guess, Matt Shuck and Daratla. J.P. Morrell is our guest, New Orleans City Council member, talking about the jailbreak and the people that are still on the loose. J.P., when it comes to the question I asked you earlier about, you know, and I've been saying this is not like this had to make a tremendous amount of noise over a long period of time, from what Marlon Gussman from everybody else has told me about concrete and rebar and toilets and everything else and gates. I don't know how long it took. Do you have any idea how long this took? And while we've seen snippets of video, is there one long video of however long this took?
There is not that we have available to us, but I'm assuming since the Department of Corrections at the state level is doing a very robust investigation, I'm sure that's going to all come out in their report. I mean, we have the investigation and operations being done by the Department of Corrections. We have the audit that's being done by the legislative auditor as well as the state inspector general. So I think regardless of whatever we know today, we're all going to have the facts of the matter fairly quickly. I would be surprised that DOC report isn't out in the next week or two.
So between now and then, you still got five of them on the loose. I know you're getting calls from constituents constantly. You're a councilman at large. You're for the whole city. Worried about the safety of the city, you know, witnesses on the run, et cetera. Not on the run, but leaving the state for protection. How confident are you that this can be turned around where it's the same type of thing doesn't happen? Because you wouldn't think with the 10 of them not being able to account for 11 of them or the 10 violent guys being on the first floor, how confident are you that you can tell the city everything's going to be taken care of?
Well, I'm very confident the five that are on the run will be caught because the sheriff's not involved in the catching. So between NOPD, the U.S. Marshals, and state police, they will be caught. As far as the jail itself, the fact that the governor has depopulated the jail of Department of Correction prisoners, the fact that for once we're below the cap the council put on the prison, the overcrowding that currently exists there, the sheriff has produced no actual evidence that she couldn't have alleviated the overcrowding that probably led to part of this escape. I mean, I think that in the short term, there have been steps at the state level and federal level to reduce the population at the jail, take the pressure off it. And based upon what comes back from the Attorney General, from Department of Corrections, the council will act. I will tell you one thing for sure.
Hang on, JP, 1 second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.